This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of January 13th and news on the Edge. So we do have the MLK weekend celebration coming up this upcoming weekend, and that's going to culminate in the MLK Day Parade, and that goes along First Avenue South through the Edge District. That's from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., and all the details about the MLK Parade and all the other festivities around the MLK weekend are at mlkdreambig.com. So St. Pete does it right when it comes to that celebration. Speaking of large celebrations, we've also got the Grand Prix is coming to downtown, which affects all the areas nearby, obviously, and that's February 28th through March 2nd. So mark those both on your calendar and hope you can come to the Edge District during those events. So for those of you not familiar, the Edge Business District Association is a nonprofit whose mission is really to help our business community thrive. We focus on advocacy, promotion, and education. We've got over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance within the association, which is centered around the Edge District. So that goes along Central Avenue from 16th Street to 9th Street, MLK, and First Avenue to First Avenue, north and south, including businesses on both sides. So if you're coming to the district, there's really, you know, three essential parking options in the district. We've got a ton of free two-hour parking along Central, First Avenue North, First Avenue South, and Baum. And then there's longer periods after 9 p.m. So always check the signage for those free two-hour spots. We've got several park and pay lots that are inside the district. Make sure you follow the signage and instructions. And really, you know, it's market rate. I think the Tropicana Field features the Park Mobile, which is $6 and change for a full day parking over there. So we thank the city and the Rays for collaborating to make those spots available for the district and nearby. There's also valet service. So that's on an as available basis, but that valet service picks up at the site of Mint House in the front of the Moxie Hotel. And last but not least, we've got a parking garage coming soon. So if you see that really giant structure in the middle of the district in front of Ferg's, that is our new parking garage. And that's expected to come online by the end of March 2025. So coming very, very soon. Mezzo Market is our event that's coming up in January. So January 18th. It's on a Saturday from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. And talk about parking. It's really a busy market. It's a lot of fun. Weather's going to be beautiful. So allow some extra time to find a good parking spot and enjoy the Mezzo Market. Over 125 local makers along Baum Avenue and 11th Street. And visit our brick and mortars as well when you come into the district. Last but not least on our events, we've got an always-on Sand Dollar scavenger hunt. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. That's going to give you all the information about this really fun scavenger hunt where these gorgeous 5-inch wooden sand dollars hand-painted by the Creative Clay artist are scattered throughout the district in our little mom-and-pop businesses. So it's just a good, fun way, free to explore the district. Some of the new businesses open in the Edge, Sweet Green, amazing, healthy, flavorful, big portions, recyclable materials. They do dine-in, delivery to go. Just a really, really good scene there. The staff is amazing. Sparrow is the rooftop restaurant and bar above the Moxie Hotel. It is hard to get into, but it is worth the effort. So go on their website, see if you can get a date night there. It is amazing. The views are amazing. The food is incredible. And Sun Bear Coffee is now popped up inside the Sons Market. Check them out. The coffee doesn't even need sweetener, cream, or anything. It's so flavorful. And they're a local coffee brewer. Coming soon, we have Pure Green, which is acai bowls and juices. And that's going to be in the old Cecilia's spot. Bosphorus Mediterranean Restaurant is coming. And that's going to be at the ground floor right next to the Moxie Hotel in what was formerly the Furnish Me Vintage building. And as I mentioned, the parking garage coming soon. As far as drinks and dining in the district, I always tell folks, eat local, drink local, spend local. So enjoy a meal out, whether it's sit down, quick serve, takeout, or delivery. We have 37 places to eat or drink in the Edge. So you can do something different every day of the month and still have some days left over. If you're looking for breakfast in the Edge, so it's one of my favorite meals of the day, You can go to Sourdough Co. Amazing, flavorful breakfast sandwiches, wraps, etc. Red Mesa Mercado also has breakfast. So they open at 9 a.m. for breakfast there. And very, very, very flavorful menu and choices for that. Cafe Copa is our latest business that does breakfast in the district. Check their menu out. And then at the evening time, Copa opens next door. So Cafe Copa focuses on breakfast and lunch, and then Copa focuses on dinner and late night. So great, two great businesses back to back there. If you're just looking for some coffee, you can always go to Grassroots. T-Bella's got great tea. Sun Bear has coffee. And then our coffee places that also have some little munchies that you can get would be Roses at the Moxie Hotel in Intermezzo. Has some nice pastries and sandwiches under glass there that you can get. For shopping, I always tell folks, January is the perfect month to shop for yourself. You shop for everybody else over the holidays, so shop for yourself now. And for men's apparel, we have Matter of Fact and Atlas Body. Big Frog has not only men's stuff, but women's stuff, women's apparel, Ash Couture, The Fashion Spot, Saltwash Boutique. If you're looking to fill up the kitchen and et cetera, Kalamazoo Olive Company, great items, Sans Market, T-Bella, Candle Pour. You got to make your own candle, but it's pretty cool and you'll have a great candle for your house. Soaps That Care by Mayer is one of our online partners where you can get homemade all natural soap. And then 15th Street Farm, literally a walk away from the Edge District, fresh vegetables. Last but not least, for the adult angle shopping, we have a medical dispensary in the district, Move, First Avenue Liquors, also with some to-go at Green Bench Brewing. Oh, I did fail to mention, we've got some great nearby neighbors that sell art, so Articles Gallery and Creative Clay. Entertainment-wise, so much to do in the district, but I want to highlight thegoodtimesroll.com. So if you want to have an amazing event, this is one of our partners where they bring a VW van that is a giant rolling photo booth, and it's amazing. They were at Halloween on Central, and people love them. Last but not least, our local nonprofits, January 25th, Saturday at 9:30, with These Hands Appreciation Celebration Breakfast at Daystar Life Center. So Google Daystar Life Center, check them out. Find out more about us at edgedistrict.org. Take care.